How to help someone name the next right step without taking control. In addiction recovery chaplaincy, one of the most important skills is helping someone name the next right step without taking control of their recovery. When a person is triggered, craving, ashamed, or afraid of relapse, they may feel overwhelmed. Their thinking may narrow. They may want immediate relief. They may ask the chaplain to solve everything. Tell me what to do. Can you come get me? Can you give me money? Can I just call you instead of my sponsor? Please don't tell anyone. The chaplain should care deeply, but stay clear about the role. The chaplain offers spiritual care, calm presence, prayer by permission, scripture with consent, and wise encouragement. The chaplain does not become the person's recovery plan. A helpful question is, what is the next faithful step you can take in the next 10 minutes? This keeps the conversation practical. It does not try to solve the whole future. It helps the person move from panic to one concrete action. Another good question is, who is part of your recovery support system? This may include a sponsor, recovery coach, counselor, pastor, mentor, trusted family member, recovery group, treatment provider, or crisis service. The chaplain should encourage the person to use the support system, not replace it. If there is immediate danger, the next step may involve emergency help. If there is overdose risk, suicidal intent, severe intoxication, unsafe driving, violence risk, or medical danger, the chaplain must not promise secrecy. Safety comes first. If the person is not in immediate danger but is vulnerable, the next step may be calling a sponsor, going to a meeting, moving to a public safe place, contacting a pastor, removing access to a trigger, praying with someone, or telling the truth to a recovery leader. What helps? Slow the conversation down. Ask permission. Stay calm. Keep the person connected. Encourage responsibility. Respect recovery structures. Use short, clear language. What harms? Taking over, making promises, giving money impulsively, offering unsafe rides, meeting alone in hidden places, ignoring crisis signals, or becoming the only person the recovering individual relies on? A chaplain might say, I care about you, and I want you supported well. I can pray with you if you would like, and I also want you to contact your sponsor right now. That sentence shows both compassion and boundary. The path toward freedom is usually walked one faithful step at a time. The chaplain's role is not to carry the person's recovery, but to help them stay connected to God, truth, wise support, and the next right step